In this bulletin, the leaders of the United States and North Korea hold an historic summit in Singapore. Labor says the nation's aged care system is in crisis. And Massimo Luongo looking forward to the Socceroos World Cup opener against France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The leaders of both North Korea and the United States have held talks in Singapore at an historic summit. Despite the excitement surrounding the meeting, there's also skepticism that the North will agree to relinquish a nuclear weapons program it spent decades building despite crushing sanctions. Speaking after holding discussions during a working lunch, President Donald Trump says the meeting was very positive.
We had a really fantastic meeting. A lot of progress. Really very positive. I think better than anybody could have expected. Top of the line. Really good. We're going right now for a signing.
The White House says discussions have moved more quickly than expected, and Mr. Trump will leave Singapore tonight rather than on Wednesday as scheduled. Labor leader Bill Shorten says the nation's aged care system is in crisis, but he stopped short of promising to hold a royal commission into the sector should he be elected. Mr. Shorten says the Turnbull government has failed to adequately support the aged care system. He says the national focus should be on supporting staff and better funding for the sector.
One, we've got to make sure that aged care staff are valued, paid properly and properly trained. Two, we've got to make sure that the promises being made to vulnerable people in their care are being delivered on. Three, we've actually got to do a lot more to challenge the scourge of dementia. We don't have a cure to that yet. But there are a lot of things that we can do to improve the lives of people with dementia and the people caring for them, both family members and professionals.
Education Minister Simon Birmingham has rejected criticism of the federal government's revamped childcare subsidies. Providers have expressed concerns that changes could make managing enrolment lists more complex and that parents could find it difficult to maintain consistent childcare hours should their work hours change. A new single test subsidy will be implemented from July 2nd, linking fortnightly hours of work, study or volunteering to the number of hours subsidised. Minister Birmingham has told Sky News that changes will reduce regulation and benefit families.
We're putting in place a system that better targets support to those who are working the longest hours and those families earning the least amount, but we do need information about those hours of activity, working, studying or volunteering, and estimated family income to make that targeting occur.
Nearly a third of eligible families have yet to sign up to the new scheme. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is refusing to sack two of her ministers after they voted against laws to protect women seeking abortions. Minister for Women Tanya Davies and the Minister for the Prevention of Domestic Violence Prue Goward voted against a bill to provide a 150-metre so-called safe zone outside clinics to prevent abuse and harassment. The laws, which ultimately passed, make it illegal to communicate with, film or intimidate women near abortion providers. Ms. Berejiklian says everyone is entitled to their own point of view, even politicians.
I think what's important to remember is there's a variety of views in the community about this issue. It's not a black and white issue. Many people in the community have different views, and my party is no different from that. People, when they're given a conscience vote, should be able to express their personal views. That's what democracy is about.
The Socceroos' Massimo Luongo says he's looking forward to showing what Australia can do in the upcoming World Cup. The midfielder is likely to start against France in the Aussie side's opening match of their World Cup campaign. Luongo says he's feeling good about the team's chances.
I've done everything I can to prepare well for this, and confidence and preparation is key. So, you know, I can't wait for the experience to play at the highest stage, and hopefully, you know, we can make a big impact. And I want to make a big impact. I'm not here to, you know, to gain anything or anything like that. You know, I just want to give Australia the best chance of winning the game.
And now the weather across Australia. Perth, showers and 20. Adelaide, showers easing and 15 degrees. Rain easing for Melbourne, 15. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 15 degrees. Canberra, rain at times, 11. Wollongong, a possible shower, 16. Sydney, partly cloudy, 17. Newcastle, similar conditions, 18. Sunny in Brisbane, 24. Cairns partly cloudy, 27, and Darwin sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.